With the Q106.5 Regional News, I'm Cindy Campbell. The Castine community is mourning this week after a single vehicle crash over the weekend claimed the lives of four Maine Maritime students. Three others suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Counselors are available to students and staff as they deal with this tragedy. One man is in custody after a shooting in Pleasant Point on Saturday night. It was just after 4 o'clock when a man walked into the local police department with two non-life-threatening gunshot wounds. A man known as Abby Dana was taken into custody at around 10 o'clock. An Army veteran from Gorham is expressing regret over his participation in the January 6th Capitol riots, saying he thinks about it every day. Nicholas Hendricks was inside the building for 90 seconds before being stopped by police with pepper spray. Hendricks is sentenced to 30 days in jail. Students at Connor Emerson School in Bar Harbor have an extra long weekend as the school is closed for the day. School officials say due to a large number of students and teachers out with respiratory illnesses, the Maine CDC has recommended they use these 3 days to disinfect the school and allow the sick to rest and recuperate. Applications are now being accepted for the position of park director for Baxter State Park. Find more information at baxterstatepark.org. Families are invited to Harvey RV and Marine in Glenburn Saturday for Camping with Santa. Activities will include creating ornaments, watching a Christmas movie with hot cocoa, and taking pictures with Santa. Find more information on the Camping with Santa Facebook page. And people who don't want to wrap their own Christmas presents can have them wrapped this Sunday from 10 to 3 at the Skin Room in Ellsworth. Volunteers will have all the supplies to wrap gifts of all sizes for a suggested donation of $3 per package, with the proceeds to benefit Ronald McDonald House Charities. Find more information on the Gift Wrapping Fundraiser Facebook page. Find more news on demand anytime at Q1065.fm and on the Q106.5 app.